Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're tackling something, well, pretty fundamental to learning, maybe even the next frontier for getting smarter, metacognition.
That's it, metacognition. Sounds a bit fancy, maybe, but it's really just thinking about your own thinking, your ability to kind of step back and look at how you're processing things.
Right. And looking through the research, you shared some really interesting stuff from Nature, pieces in Forbes talking about AI, plus these practical notes from L&D. It feels like this isn't just academic anymore. It's becoming, well, critical.
Absolutely. So our goal today really is to unpack what metacognition actually is, why it matters so much for learners, especially adult learners, and maybe why it's often missing in a lot of training we see.
And how new tools, maybe some AI, like smart training AI, might finally help embed it properly.
That's the hope. Looking at how we can build this capability at scale.
Okay, so thinking about thinking. Let's start there. What does that feel like for, you know, just a person going about their day?
Well, it's that inner voice, that self-awareness check. It's when you pause and think, do I actually understand this? Or maybe, hold on, I'm pretty sure I know the answer here. It's recognizing your own level of certainty or confusion.
That feeling of knowing what you know and knowing what you don't know.
Precisely. It's about being aware of your own mental state regarding some piece of information or a task. Mm-hmm. The Forbes piece had a nice example talking about thinking before, while, and after you speak.
Ah, okay. Like planning, monitoring, reflecting.
Yeah, exactly. Planning your message beforehand, that's metacognitive. Monitoring yourself as you talk. Is this coming across clearly? Am I making sense? That's metacognition in action. And then reflecting afterwards, how did that go? What could I improve? That whole cycle is steeped in it.
And the article even tied this to wisdom, mentioning Yoda, no less. The idea that maybe you can't really be wise without this self-reflective capacity.
It's a compelling point, isn't it? Wisdom is obviously complex, but that ability to evaluate your own knowledge, your biases, your limitations, it feels like a necessary ingredient. Scientists often break metacognition down into two main parts, monitoring and control.
Monitoring and control. Okay, it sounds logical. Monitoring is.
Monitoring is essentially tracking your own cognitive states. It's assessing your confidence level, estimating the chance you might have made an error. Sort of like an internal quality check.
Your gut feeling about whether you're right or wrong.
Kind of, yeah. But hopefully a well-calibrated gut feeling.
Yeah.
And control. Well, control is what you do based on that monitoring.
Ah, so if monitoring says, I'm really unsure, control says, okay, maybe slow down, double check, ask a question.
Exactly. Or if monitoring says, yep, confident here, control lets you proceed more quickly. The research suggests these two functions, monitoring and control, are linked neurologically. They rely on overlapping brain networks connecting that self-reflection to actual action.
That link seems crucial. How do researchers even measure something like internal confidence accurately?
It often involves tasks where people give an answer and then immediately rate how confident they are in that answer, you know, on a scale.
Okay.
Then the researchers compare those confidence ratings to actual accuracy.
So ideally, you'd see higher confidence ratings for correct answers and lower ones for incorrect answers.
Precisely. That gap, how well your confidence tracks your accuracy, that's a measure of metacognitive sensitivity or efficiency. Good calibration.
And that's what they look for.
That's a key metric. And while they often study this explicit conscious rating, the science also hints there might be unconscious influences on our metacognition, too. It's complex.
Fascinating stuff. Okay, let's connect this directly to our listeners, folks, in corporate training, L&D, coaching. Why is this thinking about thinking so important in that world?
Oh, it's absolutely fundamental.
Okay.
If you want learners to be more than just passive recipients, if you want them to be self-directed, adaptable, metacognition is key.
How does it actually help someone, say, going through a leadership program?
Well, think about the learning journey. Good metacognition helps with self-awareness, understanding your own strengths and weaknesses as a learner, maybe realizing, I learn best by doing, or I need visuals.
Knowing yourself as a learner.
Exactly. Then it helps with planning, setting realistic learning goals, choosing the right strategies to get there. And during learning, it's crucial for monitoring progress. Is this strategy working? Am I actually getting this concept?
So you can adjust on the fly.
Yes. Instead of just passively sitting through something confusing. Then afterwards, it's about evaluation. Did I really learn what I needed to? Where are the gaps? And maybe the biggest thing today, adaptability, facing a new challenge and knowing how to approach learning it.
It really shifts the whole dynamic, doesn't it, from being taught to actively learning.
Completely. It fosters ownership. Learners become proactive. It encourages that continuous improvement mindset. And interestingly, it can even help teams collaborate better if people can articulate how they figured something out, not just the answer itself.
I saw this great line in the notes, something like, "Metacognition isn't just a buzzword. It's a proven predictor of deeper learning and long-term retention. And also, more than just IQ."
That really resonates. High IQ is great, but if you don't know how to manage your own learning, how to recognize confusion, how to strategize, you won't be as effective. Strong metacognition helps you leverage whatever cognitive abilities you have.
Okay, so it's clearly powerful. You'd think then that it would be baked into every corporate training initiative, right?
Oh, you'd think so. But the reality, not so much. The L&D notes were quite clear on this. It's one of the most under-leveraged aspects in adult learning environments.
Why is that? Just overlooked.
Often, yeah. Traditional training focuses heavily on pushing out content. There's an assumption, perhaps, that learners will just figure out the how to learn part themselves, which many don't, not effectively anyway.
And what about AI? We hear so much about AI revolutionizing learning. Are current AI tools helping build metacognition?
That's a really important question, and the Forbes piece digs into it. Mm-hmm. Generally speaking, most of the generative AI, the large language models we use, they lack what you'd call genuine machine metacognition.
Meaning they don't know what they don't know.
Pretty much. They can generate incredibly fluent text, but they aren't typically reflecting on their own internal certainty or limitations. They don't have that self-monitoring loop.
Which leads to
what the article called metacognitive myopia. The AI might confidently state something wrong or get stuck repeating itself because it lacks that internal check. Wait, am I sure about this? Is this reliable?
Like that example comparing a basic AI answer on career change to one with simulated metacognition.
Right. The basic one just gives generic advice. The one simulating metacognition might say, here's general advice, but I don't know your specifics, so treat this cautiously. It shows an awareness of its own knowledge boundaries.
But that's mostly simulation, not inherent capability in today's tools.
For the most part, yes. It's not a standard feature. So the takeaway is, as the notes put it, most public AI tools don't understand your learner. They don't sense the confusion, the overconfidence, the struggle.
Okay, so we have this incredibly important human skill, metacognition, often missing in traditional training, and not really addressed by mainstream AI yet.
That's the gap we're looking at. And the human side gets even more interesting when you factor in other influences.
Like culture. I saw that mentioned in the Nature study.
Exactly. That study was fascinating. It suggested metacognition isn't just purely individual, it's also shaped by our social and cultural context. They compared groups from Saudi Arabia, China, and Portugal.
Quite different cultural backgrounds. What did they find?
They measured metacognitive efficiency again, how well confidence matches accuracy using certain tasks. And they found significant differences between the groups.
Really? How so?
The trend suggested that cultures scoring lower on individualism and higher on uncertainty avoidance tended to show, well, somewhat higher metacognitive abilities.
Wow. So cultural values about things like group harmony or being careful about errors might actually tune how sensitive we are internally to our own potential mistakes.
That's the implication. It suggests our cultural environment can actually modulate how we monitor ourselves. It's not purely cognitive. It's sociocognitive.
That has huge implications for anyone designing training for global audiences.
Absolutely huge. A single approach just won't cut it. And there was another really interesting finding about confidence bias, that general tendency to be over or underconfident.
Okay, so bias is your baseline level versus sensitivity, which is how well you track accuracy moment to moment.
You got it. They found differences in this bias between men and women in the mixed groups, China and Portugal. But interestingly, not in the segregated Saudi Arabian group.
Whoa. So the social context, being in a mixed versus segregated group, might influence how confident people express themselves.
That's one interpretation they discuss. Maybe social expectations play a role in that expressed confidence bias. But crucially, they didn't find a significant sex difference in the core metacognitive sensitivity, the actual accuracy tracking.
That's a key distinction.
It is. The core ability seemed consistent. But the expression of confidence might be more socially modulated. It just shows how nuanced human learning really is.
Absolutely. It's not just about pushing information. It's about understanding these individual processes shaped by culture, by context.
Exactly right. And understanding those nuances is vital if we want training to actually land effectively for diverse groups of learners.
Which I guess brings us towards solutions. If traditional methods and generic AI fall short, what's next? You mentioned companies like Smart Training AI are trying to bridge this gap.
Yes, the idea is to build tools that intentionally leverage this understanding of cognition and metacognition. Smart Training AI is presented as an example of a platform specifically designed to do this.
The note said it's designed to support metacognition at scale. How? What does that actually involve?
Well, it seems to work by integrating metacognitive support right into the learning process. One feature highlighted is a learner style assessment.
Okay, assessing learning styles. How does that help metacognition?
The key is that it doesn't just inform the trainer, it shows the learner their own preferred style. That act of revealing, "This is how you tend to learn best," can apparently spark reflection. It builds that self-awareness step one for metacognition.
So it makes the learner think about their own process from the get-go.
Precisely. And then there's a feature called Adapt Your Training. This lets facilitators adjust the delivery on the fly, responding to how learners are doing.
So the trainer can personalize in real time.
Yeah, and in doing so, the trainer actually models metacognitive strategy. They're showing, okay, I see this isn't landing, let's try a different approach. Learners see that adaptation in action.
That makes sense. So by tailoring the experience, you reduce the cognitive load, less struggling with a format that doesn't work for you, which frees up mental space for reflection. And it boosts engagement because it feels relevant.
That seems to be the goal. Like the note said, most public AI tools don't understand your learner. Smart Training AI was built to help you do just that. It's about facilitating their thinking, not just delivering content.
It reframes the role of the trainer or coach, facilitators of thinking, not just content. I like that.
It's a powerful shift. And the user quotes seem to back this up. Faten A saying sessions were enlightening, catered to my learning style. Muhammad Y finding it very fruitful, assisted by AI, which was mind-blowing. Alex H calling it an amazing and unique use of AI for learners.
That sounds like it's hitting the mark on personalization and prompting that self-reflection.
Yeah, it suggests that when learning feels tailored, it makes the process visible, it resonates. And the point is also made that supporting metacognition isn't just a nice to have, it demonstrably improves training outcomes. And tools like this aim to make those improvements measurable.
And practically for organizations, it can integrate with existing systems like an LMS, and there are different packages depending on the need, coaches, training companies, enterprise teams.
Right. It's about making these advanced cognitive principles accessible and usable in the real world of L&D.
Okay, so let's wrap up this deep dive. The big takeaway for me is that metacognition, this ability to think about our thinking, it's not just interesting psychology, it's utterly crucial for effective learning, for retention, for adaptability.
Absolutely. And while today's general AI might not be there yet, the focus is shifting. Building AI that can support or even exhibit metacognition is a huge area. Plus, remembering that human metacognition itself is complex, influenced by individual and cultural factors.
So for everyone listening who's involved in learning and development, metacognition really needs to be on your radar, seriously, because the real competitive edge isn't just what people learn, it's helping them understand how they learn effectively.
And the good news is, it's not just theory anymore. With platforms like Smart Training AI, these ideas are being built into practical tools, tools that personalize delivery, reduce that cognitive strain, and actively support each learner's unique way of thinking and learning.
So maybe the challenge for you listening is, how can you move beyond just delivering content? How can you start building genuinely thinking learners, driving better outcomes, and creating training that actually lasts, that truly sticks? Definitely something to think about.